M-A-D-N-S, calling K-E-A-Z-A-T.
K-E-A-Z-A-T, K-F-A-D-N-S, gotcha.
Hey, good morning, man. How's your day starting off?
No complaints. Got into town, did some grocery shopping, and there were hardly any people in there, so it was a good start to a day. You?
Yeah, just drinking coffee, feeling like crap, so I'm going to have to bow out today. Not quite feeling up to it. Plan on spending a lazy day doing all my last minute chores before I leave tomorrow morning, so we'll have to get together another time, I'm afraid.
No problem, my friend. I understand that completely. Getting to where you're feeling good for your trip is more important anyway. We can do this any old time. So, yeah, I hope you don't have too long a list to get done.
No, I chipped away at it most of the week, just a little bit here, a little bit there. So, just got to get some final things together to throw in the pack and make sure that I didn't forget anything and, more importantly, didn't bring too much.
Well, good. It'll probably do you good just to have a day to mentally recoup and repair for this, or prepare for this anyway. I don't imagine it's a, you know, quote-unquote walk in the park. It's probably a pretty good hike. So, yeah, I'm sure there's some mental prep that's got to go into it, too.
Yeah, sometimes the best thing to do is take the same stuff you have on any trip, throw it in the bag, and just put your head down and start walking. So that's probably what I'll end up doing.
Yep, the old blunt force trauma approach. I love it. If anybody can do that, you can, I'm sure.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you get back to your day. I'm going to try to dive into mine here pretty shortly and wish you well. Have a great week, and I will hit you up after I'm back. Should be around next weekend. So we'll try to connect up with you then.
Well, all right, my friend. You have an absolutely outstanding time. I'm sure you will. Be beautiful, beautiful scenes. Hope it's a little cooler for you. And, yeah, we'll look forward to hearing from you when you get back. Be safe, my friend. K-8-Z-A-T.
Thanks, Chris. We'll catch you later. KF8-ENF.
KE8-UAET mobile.
KFAAYO mobile.
WAPPC. Tonight, W8RRM looking.
Hello, the RRM station. Not the best signal in the world, but you're in there. Good evening. W8RTM on the 7-4.
I heard somebody in there, but didn't quite get it all. You're crackling.
Actually, I think you're the one crackling, sir. I am right under the umbrella of the repeater. I don't know which one you're in, but I'm on the 7-4, the 6-7-4 that's supposed to be Sheboygan, but it's really on the east shore of Mullet Lake. My name is Ron, Robert Oscar November, my call Whiskey 8 Romeo Papa Mike. You know, that noise could be in the system too. It might not be you, but I'm hearing it as well.
Well, I'm a Gaylord. Got my radio turned all the way down to 2 watts. Maybe I should probably turn it up a little.
I think that might help. There's definitely some noise that's about on par with your audio.
Well, that's about all this baby will do, right? Changes any?
Nope, not at all.
I don't know. I've never been tracking into it before. I guess I'll have to check the situation here later on.
Are you on the 674, sir? Have you tried the 519?
On the 74, yes.
Yeah, you're kind of going from bad to worse. So there's a repeater south of Petoskey up on Krause Road. It's called the 145.19. It's linked into this system. So I would give that a try, see if that makes a difference.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Okay, because the amount of crackle that we're hearing on you, it's like I said, it's on par with your audio. Your audio is not really defeating it. You guys are competing. So. But I'll listen for a bit. Plug that 145.19 in there with 103.5. See if that makes a difference. I think that's a bit closer for you. If you're in Gaylord, I think that's probably a better choice. I'll listen out. W-H-R-T.
RPM, W-A-R-P-S-K-T-W.
Nice to find something quiet. Do you have a turbo? portable, a turbo UHF portable.
Negative. Nothing digital.
Yeah, okay. Well, you still have the, you still have the rake. You got a battery in the part or not. Some of the mixed mode stuff around could be taking P25, but the turbo stuff is far too popular.
So that new radio that you recommended for me that I had on hold do turbo?
I think so. I can't swear to it because I haven't researched it that much, but I think so. You know, I am calling it DMR, but it's turbo.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming back. Just wanted to check it.
I mean, it sounds good. It's just if that noise is system noise, you know, and not you, it's probably just it got something to do with receiver sensitivity. Is it on me?
Oh, absolutely, and it almost covers you. It's, but it's impulse noise of some sort.
Yeah, and I don't know what there that could be doing that. There is a P25 scanner there, and it almost sounds like the scanning noise, like the ratchety of the scanning. But anyhow, all right. Well, hopefully tomorrow's a catch up on the grass day. We did Leo and Tanya and Mike and I did the trash today. Nice weather for it, so wasn't terribly bad, but we started at 11:30, if it's finished at 2.
Got another station in there.
Ah, KEAWW. Thank you. Trying to break in there. Hey, I was like, I hear popping noise. I don't know if it was on my end or is it on somebody else's, but I think my question was answered.
Yeah, you sound fine. It's not on you at all, except for that annoying MDC data tone at the end. You're so quiet, though.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I forgot I had that on this radio. I better turn that off. But anyways, yeah, okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm coming in through my repeater up here in the zoo, so must be something with whatever repeater that you guys are on, because I hear the popping noise on your guys' transmission.
Not on yours. It's Ezekiel. Am I thinking right?
That sea base always sounds good with the 8RRM here. Well, I'm looking at the clearance light for the tower right now, so I should be absolutely full quieting into it. And if I'm still bubbling on there, it's something local to the site.
Oh, you are. You're not as bad as the RRF station, but like I said, even daily. So I don't think receiver sensitivity or receiver capacity has got a lot to do with it.
Fell right off. Anyway, I gotta get to it. 73K KW.
Alright, fellas, yep, 73. Catch y'all later. KE8 FTW.
WA RRM listening.